KJAN Sports.
Time for a check of sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center at 2nd and Poplar in Atlantic. See them for all of your automotive needs. In high school sports last night, in high school wrestling, Guthrie Center downed Audubon 42-27. It was Van Meter topping Audubon 45-30. Woodward Granger defeating Audubon 59-18. Woodward Granger over Guthrie Center 46-36. Also in a double duel, Logan Magnolia beat Missouri Valley 60-16, Thomas Jefferson over Missouri Valley 64-12, and TJ defeated Logan Magnolia 39-34 in wrestling last night. In high school basketball play last night, in girls' hoops, it was in the Hawkeye 10 Conference. Red Oak holding off Atlantic 49-44 last night. Atlantic suffering its first loss of the season. They fell behind 15 points early in the fourth quarter, but were able to whittle that down to just three with less than a minute to play. And Atlantic coach Kelly Jewell said he was proud of his girls' efforts.
They've got two phenomenal players. We did our best to try to take them out of the game in the first half. We did a pretty good job of that, and they got woken up a little bit maybe at halftime. I'm proud of our girls. They gave a tremendous effort for 32 minutes.
Elsewhere around the Hawkeye 10 last night, it was Denison over Carroll 51-25. Clarinda beat Maryville, Missouri 49-43. Kemper Catholic over St. Albert 45-39. Lewis Central beat Glenwood 48-36. And Shenandoah topping Creston 59-54. In girls' Western Iowa Conference play, it was IKM Manning over Riverside 62-19. Logan Magnolia beat Griswold 60-35. Missouri Valley over Audubon 50-22. Beat Tri-Center 63-41 and AHSTW 49-45 winners over Underwood. In girls' Rolling Valley Conference play, it was Adair Casey 53-36 over Coon Rapids Bayard. Cam over Booyer Valley 56-43. Exira EHK beating Peyton Sherdan 61-29. Glenn Ralston topping West Harrison 51-37. Arweva beat Woodbine 54-45. In the Corner Conference, girls' action, Essex over Clarinda Academy 69-6. Fremont Mills beat East Mills 47-21. Sydney 44-21 over South Page. Also in girls' hoops last night, Bedford beat Southwest Valley 64-38. Abraham Lincoln over Thomas Jefferson 60-31. Lenox beat Nottoway Valley 58-31. Orient Maxburg over Diagonal 56-32. Panorama topping Earlham 57-30. And St. Edmund, a winner over Southwest Valley 48-38. In boys' high school basketball last night in the Hawkeye 10, it was Atlantic defeating Red Oak 70-62. Carroll over Denison 72-50. Creston beat Shenandoah 58-42. Kemper Catholic downing St. Albert 72-58. Lewis Central over Glenwood 72-57. Maryville defeating Clarinda 67-44. In boys' Western Iowa Conference play, it was AHSTW over Underwood 63-57. Griswold beat Logan Magnolia 64-48. IKM Manning topping Riverside 81-38. Trainer beat Tri-Center 82-41. Missouri Valley over Audubon 63-49. In boys Rolling Valley Conference play, Booyer Valley beat Cam 63-51. Coon Rapids Bayard over Adair Casey 61-40. Glenn Ralston beat West Harrison 91-65. Peyton Sherdan over Exira EHK 69-61. Arweva beat Woodbine 75-21. In boys Corner Conference play, Fremont Mills over East Mills 53-44. Clarinda Academy beat Essex 70-46. Sydney over South Page 68-27. Also in boys hoops, Bedford beat Southwest Valley 79-32. Abe Lincoln over Thomas Jefferson 87-34. Nottoway Valley beat Lenox 53-33 and Panorama 64-55 winners over Earlham last night. In college men's basketball, Iowa led by as many as 30 points in the second half as they cruised to a 67-44 win over Alcorn State in Iowa City. That was a game heard here on KJAN. The Hawkeyes took control with a late 10-0 run in the opening half.
You know, they had been playing at a much faster pace. And all we watched every game that they played. So obviously they worked on spreading us out, running the shot clock down, trying to get a matchup they liked, and then go off the dribble. And then if they get it up on the glass, you know, take their athletes and go back and get it.
That's Iowa coach Fran McCaffrey. Aaron White led the Hawkeyes with 15 points. Jared Utoff added 13. And Gabe Olashaney had 12 points and 10 rebounds.
And we really executed very well. I mean, we didn't shoot it well, but we executed well and got great shots. You know, against what was, you know, a switching, sagging man, a matchup zone, whatever you want to call it. but we were real comfortable against it and got the ball wherever we wanted to.
Iowa improves to 8-2 with that victory. Iowa State started quickly as they finished strong in a 73-56 victory over Missouri Kansas City in Hilton Coliseum last night. Bryce DeJean Jones led the Cyclones with 22 points, and Monte Morris added 13 as the Cyclones improved to 6-1.
I was really proud of how they came out of the locker room, and we jumped on them early, and that's something that we really stressed here these last couple days of practice, was to, you know, take the momentum that we had from that Arkansas game, especially the start, and try to duplicate it here tonight, and that's exactly what we did.
That's Iowa State coach Fred Hoiberg. After building a 21-point first-half advantage, the Cyclones allowed the Kangaroos to crawl back into contention.
Really had some mindless turnovers. You know, I loved how we attacked the press and, you know, took care of the ball against Arkansas, and I think that's the reason they didn't press us, because they watched that film. But once they started, our spacing was all bunched up. You know, we weren't getting our guys out running. And once we started doing that again, we separated it, you know, got it back up to 20. But, you know, not the best second half for us. Certainly some things to work on these next few days.
Next up for Iowa State, a visit to Iowa City to face off against the Hawkeyes at Carver Hawkeye Arena Friday night. We'll have that game for you here on KJAN. Elsewhere in top 25 college hoops last night, third-rated Arizona beat Utah Valley 87-56. Fourth-rated Louisville over Indiana 94-74. Number 7, Villanova beating Illinois 73-59. 11th-ranked Wichita State topping Seton Hall 77-68. Number 25, Notre Dame over Mount St. Mary's 93-67. In baseball news, new manager Joe Maddon says his Cubs have won the baseball lottery this year, making the first big catch among top free agent pitchers at Major League Baseball's winter meetings last night. John Lester agreed to a $155 million six-year contract with Chicago. It contains an option for 2021 that, if it becomes guaranteed, would make the deal worth $170 million over 7 seasons. Lester won 2 World Series titles with Boston and is a 3-time All-Star. The lefty turns 31 next month. Earlier in the day, All-Star catcher Miguel Montero was traded from Arizona to the Chicago Cubs in a deal that relieves the Diamondbacks of having to pay $40 million over the next 3 years. The 31-year-old Montero hit .282 this year with 18 homers and 86 RBIs. He's owed $12 million next season, $14 million in each of the final 2 years of a $60 million five-year contract. Arizona receives minor league right-handers Jefferson Mejia and Zach Godley in Tuesday's swap. Also in the majors, Chicago's other team has been pulling off major deals at the winter meetings. The White Sox received right-handed pitcher Jeff Samardzija and Michael Ynoa from Oakland for 4 prospects. Also, a person familiar with negotiations says that closer David Robertson has agreed to a 4-year, $46 million deal with the White Sox. Robertson took over from Mariano Rivera as the Yankees' closer last season and saved 39 games. And in football news, a Carolina Panthers spokesman says quarterback Cam Newton will remain hospitalized after suffering fractures to his lower back in a 2-car crash near the team's stadium early yesterday morning. Spokesman Charlie Dayton says Newton was in fair condition, had no other internal injuries, and would not need surgery. The injury is similar to what Dallas quarterback Tony Romo has been playing through, but Dayton said it was unclear if Newton would be able to practice or play Sunday against the Buccaneers. Television footage showed Newton on a stretcher being placed in an ambulance, while photographs by the Charlotte Observer show him smiling as he was being assisted by police. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.